وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of talks for humanity from IRIB English Radio. I'm Hamza Azizi, talking with you about different types of human rights in the Holy Quran. The last type of freedom that we are going to introduce from Quranic perspective is freedom from taghut. It's one of those types of freedom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included in His holy book and holy Quran as a creative concept, a kind of newly invented concept by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we refer to the Holy Quran and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the common message of all messengers and all prophets, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. We did not exclude any nation from having a prophet. To any ummah, any nation and society, we have sent a prophet. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. So what was the common message of all those prophets? He says that there are two messages. First, an abudullah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the second, wajtanibu taghut, to avoid taghut. So, since we know that the tawheed is the common message of all prophets, we understand from joining this verse to our previous premise and presupposition, when we join these two together, we understand that avoiding taghut is a part and is a kind of a pillar of tawheed, is an element of tawheed. So tawheed is not only to believe in oneness of God. Tawheed is to believe in the oneness of God and at the same time to avoid taghut. And taghut is a kind of encompassing and comprehensive concept. Normally we think that, okay, taghut is the same idols. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says wajtanibu taghut, it means that do not worship the idols. But that could be one of the examples of taghut, but not all of them. It begins with the idols, but it continues even within the Muslim society. Even within the society of the theist people. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when talking about Ahlul Kitab, Christians, Jews, Zoroastrians, when talking about them, although they were theists, so they believed in oneness of God. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they believe in oneness of God, but that at the same time, they do not avoid taghut. So taghut is not confined with the idols, because the Ahlul Kitab did not use to worship idols. Or when it comes to the Muslims, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are some people who think that they are Muslim, think that they are true believers, but they have a specific problem that they are not the true Muslims. So what is that problem? I will share it with you after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters, to Series of Talk for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. And I'm Hamza Azizi, talking with you about freedom from Taghut. We said that Taghut is a kind of encompassing and comprehensive concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and innovated in His Holy Quran and included in this in His book in several occasions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is quite possible that the person thinks he is monotheist and he believes in oneness of God, but at the same time he is not a true theist, is not a true believer in oneness of God. Why? Because he does not avoid taghut. In a verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. There are some people who think that they have believed in the Holy Quran, but at the same time they do not avoid taghut. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ. They, whenever they have a struggle, they have a dispute with other people, they go to taghut for settling and solving their problem and solving their dispute. So it is quite possible, based on these verses that I read about Ahlul Kitab, about Muslims, quite possible that to be a Muslim and to worship Taghut or follow Taghut. So Taghut is not confined with the idols. It is a very comprehensive concept. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to talk with Ahlul Kitab, He says that قُلْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. O the people of the book, Christians, Jews, Zoroastrians, please come to the common point among us. And what is that common point? What is that common message? أَنْ لَا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Not to worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He adds, وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And do not believe in any other thing as God. He does not say to not to believe in any other person as God, although in another occasion He explicitly mentioned that as well. But in this case and in this occasion, He expands the case. He says that no, there are some things that could work and could play the role of idols, the role of taghut for you. If even in modern life, if you put the will of human beings, as humanism, the school of humanism says that, if you put the social system or a kind of political system next to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and opposing the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is exactly and definitely playing the role of taghut. So taghut is something that opposes the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be conducted on the earth. So a kind of new freedom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces to human beings is to be free from taghut. So wajtanibu taghut means let's free yourself from worshipping taghut, from following taghut. So that is also one of those creative concepts of freedom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced in His Holy Quran to human beings. So by this, we end the different types of freedom, but there are some points generally about freedom that we will cover in the next episode. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد
وعلى